Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Good choice, David.
Thank you. I love Guns N' Roses. My dad's a big fan.
That's a good power ballad. That's a sneaky one there.
I love a good power ballad.
Yeah. Now, you don't love Red Sox ownership from the sound of it. So you think, just to be clear, you think they're not going to spend at all this offseason or enough to just maintain appearances again?
If somebody tells you it's raining when the sun's out, you usually don't listen to what they say, correct?
Yeah, I would question, accuracy
so
of that future.
We all know standards. That Sam and everybody, big fans of mine. And
season-ending presser Monday, by the way.
Yep. Season-ending front office Thursday?
Front office Monday. No, I mean, not with us, but just the global. But, yeah. Oh, Thursday, we'll see. Yeah.
They are great. I mean this with no... hint of sarcasm or disingenuity, that they are the most front-facing front office in Boston sports. They do more interviews, and they should be applauded for that. I don't find them to be really honest when it comes to what their financial plans are. And maybe that's fine. That's probably a competitive balance thing. They would explain it that way. I don't think they're, you know, evil people. But at what point... Like, it's just the simplest question. You have Devers. Yep. I understand we disagreed. They were right. They would be better when they traded him. Craig Breslow gets a gold star. If you take the money, you increase the number of suitors, you get a better package that you can get do more with. Just everything's the same, but you take on a little more cash. And it got personal with John Henry. And I don't even really blame him. I'm glad he takes things personally still. That's a good sign. It means he's invested. But you have to reallocate. And we have done this show, Ken, for years. The season ends. Okay, they did X. Now they need to do Y and Z. And they never do. So they enter this offseason in a far better place than they entered last offseason. They have an ace. They have a closer.
Right.
They have one of the best players in baseball in Roman Anthony. Marcelo Meyer looks like he can play.
Right.
Rafael Abreu.
Some good young pitching.
Trey Duran. We'll figure it out. Exactly. Young pitching and Tolley and Early and all these guys. Whitlock was our modern-day Mendoza in the eighth inning.
For one inning.
Right. He was tired, which is the most pathetic quote I have ever seen. Could you imagine Evaldi?
Really. They shouldn't have had to use him two innings. That's part of the problem. That's part of the Hicks problem. But go
imagine Keith Foulkes saying, yeah, I'm tired. I just have no faith that they're going to spend what is required to spend. They had the best GM.
But will they spend at all?
Well, of course.
Like Bregman gone... No first baseman, nothing?
Right. If you go to dinner and you split a mimosa, you're paying, but you're being a cheap bastard.
But give me something. They're not going to give me anything?
They might give you an amuse douche.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Josh Naylor? I'll take a Josh Naylor.
Naylor, barely knew him.
All right. What do you think's happening this offseason now? Bregman's opting out per Mark Feinsand of the MLB Network. Let's go to Adam in Framingham on the Red Sox. What's up, Adam?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
How are you?
So... Just a quick question. So I've been extremely critical of Sam in the front office, and I think I agree with almost everything Curtis said. They've lost the benefit of the doubt. They've lied constantly. They haven't lived up to their end of the bargain. But I've been thinking a lot about, you know, the contracts in baseball, the 13, 14-year deals, and, like, not just for John Henry's pocket, but for, like, what's the best way to win, like the best way to run an organization? And I thought about the Mookie thing, you know? And I was like, if you have a young player and he's going to take you to the wall and he's going to want a 14-year deal because that's what he could get on the open market, you should trade him obviously not for what we traded him for. But I look at Mookie, right, and he's hitting 260, and I think he has 10 years left on his deal. So as a Red Sox fan, I don't think it's fair for me to ask my owner to absorb $100 million of dead money on a terrible contract at the end of it in order for me to be happy with him. I think signing Roman early, signing Crochet early, acquiring players at the right age, that is not only good for his wallet, I know, but it's also the smart way to run a franchise. So I'm kind of torn. I agree we need to spend money. I agree. Like, I'm on the spend guy. That's fine. But
who won the World Series last year, Adam?
The Dodgers. But
did they play in the World Series?
The Yankees.
Okay, so two teams that have written the manual of spending 10 to 20 year contracts on guys.
Did the playoffs?
Well, I'm just
did the Mets make the playoffs this year?
There it is. Good point, Adam.
But I'm just telling you, last year you're saying that the way you win, the Dodgers have won two World Series since they acquired Mookie Betts. The Yankees were just in the World Series and they just beat you in the first round of the playoffs. Giancarlo Stanton has a 13-year, $321 million albatross of a contract. Aaron Judge makes $60 million a year. Shohei Ohtani is going to be paid until my son's 100. Like, it's okay.
So
you have to spend to win. This team was not good enough because they didn't invest enough into the actual everyday roster of this organization. That's why they lost. They were not talented.
I agree with you. I agree with you. They weren't talented enough. I agree that it's okay to have your owner say, I want one of those contracts on the team. Or, like, you know, if you're going to play with the big boys, you're going to have to play with the big boys, right? Like, I'm okay with that. But that's Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge, to me, is 1,000 times more impactful than Mookie Betts.
How about Shohei? Why not get Shohei for that deal?
Hold on. I don't think we had a chance to get him, or I would have been all in for that. And I'll tell you another thing, too.
It'd be a brilliant move. You get a guy, you pay him in 20 years, you get no upfront cash. Fenway Sports Group can use him to be on the...
His gambling guys were on the West Coast.
I don't think he was. I don't think he was interested in the Red Sox. I think he was always going to the Dodgers.
But, Adam, that's such a zero-sum game. Whenever fans say that players aren't interested in here, like Mookie would never sign, I'm sorry, that's not true. If Shohei had been given a better deal by the Red Sox, my guess is he would have come here. We can't always say the reason players don't want to come here. The reason players don't want to come here is because they're not being paid at the top of the market. It's with the amount of off ramps we give this ownership group. You cannot argue with me that Dave Dombrowski is not a better GM than Craig Breslow, can you?
No. I love Dave Dombrowski.
So then why is he not here?
He was too reckless. Didn't fall in line.
He won too much?
Too reckless with spending in.
Do you think
prospects.
The Red Sox were profitable in 2018?
I don't know. I'd like to see their books. They haven't shown me them yet. 508 texter, nothing short of signing Pete Alonso would make me think the Red Sox are back to their old ways when it comes to spending. Now, that would be awesome. What about that press conference, the polar bear press conference? Could it happen? Like, what if the Yankees go back to the World Series, which they probably will, right? Bo Bichette's out for the Jays. He's not going to play in the series. They are lined up now with three excellent pitchers. They have as good a chance of anybody in the American League. The second straight year Yankees back in the World Series. And doesn't that drive you to spend?
But here's the other thing. And it's I love you, Ken.
It's a bit of a stretch, but fine.
What makes the Red Sox able to contend despite injuries as opposed to mid-market and small-market teams is the way they afford a roster that has the depth of talent evenly spread out. The Yankees, what happened in spring training this year for the Yankees? I'll refresh your memory. Their ace went down for the year, Garrett Cole.
Yeah.
So the Yankees
coming back next year,
and you just said the reason they're going to win the World Series is they have what? How many pitchers?
Right up to Schlitter.
Three, right? So the reason why it is an advantage to be the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees is you can have a payroll with those amount of front-end starters balanced between young up-and-comers and known commodities. Do you think that the Red Sox would have been able to make it to the playoffs if Crochet was injured in spring training?
Well, no, but if Breslow had not gotten you Dustin May at the deadline, you have that depth.
But the Yankees,
Dustin May was in Fort Myers this week.
But you
could have used somebody.
What is Garrett Cole's? I think he's making $40 million a year. He just opted back out. It's like a 10-year, $400 million contract, something like that. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong?
No, that sounds right.
Okay, so he's done for the year.
Yep, back.
And they're now the favorite to get to the World Series.
Right.
And they beat you.
With a guy from Northeastern.
Which is why this is what I am talking about. You have to invest and utilize the advantage you have in Boston because the Yankees, this was a year to beat them. They didn't have their ace.
But that might embarrass this front office to do more. It might. You got to admit.
You think the media is going to embarrass him?
They hate the Yankees. Sam Kennedy, you know, hates the Yankees. Always takes shots at the Yankees. Remember, he's worked in some jabs on them?
Yeah, I don't.
This couldn't have felt good.
Sam doesn't hate anything. He's way too nice.
If they were going to lose,
he hates me.
This is the best case scenario. You go down to your rival, and you hope that lights the fire.
But isn't that the greatest example of what the Red Sox are versus what they used to be?
Totally.
The Yankees have an ace go down, and they're still the best team in baseball.
Right, but it's also your GM mismanagement, not just money.
But you elected to have a bad GM because you didn't want to pay for what a talented roster looked like.
Okay, well, you got me there. He was your 14th choice. Let's go to Florida. Talk to Martin. Hello, Martin.
Hey, guys. Favorite show, as always. Curtis, my favorite moment was when you said to Sam, or asked Sam Kennedy, why did you change your philosophy? You used to be a top five payroll team when you were winning World Series, and now you're number 12, and you can barely sniff the playoffs. And he basically said that that's not true. Well, it's obviously true. Right. And at the deadline, to not get Joe Ryan for a couple of prospects should have been done. And if it was true that Duran for Cease was on the table and they didn't do it, they could have had Dylan Cease going in game two. Yeah. It's none of this makes sense to me.
And they could have had a left fielder. Mark, I'll let you finish, but they make that deal. They have Cease and a left fielder with a glove that works.
You know, if you look at Seattle, that's correct. If you look at Seattle's lineup, Seattle, we're not talking about New York. Raleigh has 60 homers. Rosarena, 27. Eugenio Suarez, 49. Julio Rodriguez, 30. I mean, that's what our lineup's supposed to look like. We have Romy Gonzalez, Eric Sogard, Nate Eaton, Connor Wong.
They should have played Wong.
Nauseous.
Yeah, it's
Ken, can you please, Ken, before I let you go, can you please get a Q&A? You're the program director. You run the station. Can you please get a Q&A with the Red Sox front office for the fans to call in? We'll be polite, and if not, Sean can hit the dump button. I mean, I just want to ask them questions that they can you please try?
Well, now, who do you want, Sam, or do you want Brez?
I would rather Sam, because Sam tells Brez what to do.
Okay, all right, I'm going to put that call in. I'll put that email together. We are inviting Sam Kennedy for an hour-long Q&A with the fans, direct to the front office.
I will say they tried that at the winter weekend, and it's no longer on TV, and it no longer exists.
But they did have a dump button, so that was live and in front of a studio audience. That's true. We can tell Sam we have a 30-second delay, and anything goes, we can edit that puppy out.
Yep,
And we'll leave Curtis in the back room.
I will not be here. That is a better shot of the Red Sox trading for Shohei.
I thought we had a good year. We got a decent partnership going. 508 texter, Red Sox finished in last. How many years in a row they weren't embarrassed enough to spend? Yeah, but when's the last time they lost to the Yankees in the postseason? This is different now.
03. Oh, so they're going to go get Schilling and Folk.
They might. All this will be cured because tomorrow you're going to beat the Bills in upstate New York. And that will change everything around. Jay in North Carolina has been waiting a little while here to talk to us about that game. What's up, Jay?
Hey, good morning, folks. You got a beautiful day ahead of you. I hope you enjoy it.
Thanks, you too.
But if you want to talk to an idiot, look no further. I got an IQ of negative 12. I thought I might apply to Mayo Wu's cabinet, but that's another story.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Buffalo Bills are the acid test to the Bruins, to the Patriots.
Yeah.
And I want to put two guys on Josh Allen because he is the dagger to the offensive scheme of the Bills.
A spy?
And with the Panthers game, I was confused, which is a normal condition for me. But I didn't know if the defense was playing man-to-man or zone. And I could hear Belichick's voice in Mike Vrabel's ear, do your job, and they did. If they can pull that stuff off against Buffalo, dare I say, I think they'll do it. I think they could possibly win the damn game.
All right, there we go. First, could possibly.
I love a good could possibly.
You're not feeling it, huh?
No. It's just, I mean, I hope I'll be rooting for them. I want to see them win. It's good.
They're
going
to score 30. You just have to score 31.
Okay. That doesn't sound like a likely.
Drake's a top five quarterback statistically. You heard Scheim and his EPA per play. And
Do you know what any of that stuff means?
I haven't really done. Yeah.
I mean, it's a little much for me.
But QBR, just straight quarterback rating. Top five.
QBR is not quarterback rating. QBR is a different stat.
No. What is that?
It's the ESPN.
No, not the ESPN one, but the other one, the rating.
Quarterback rating.
Traditional rating. Drake's fifth, right? Look at the stats. I mean, he's five. Top five. You have a top five matchup here.
Where's Mac?
Allen and Drake. That's, I mean, he's not qualified. All right. We got a lot of feedback here. Pats, Red Sox.
Yep,
it's all happening.
He's ahead of Stafford, right behind Josh Allen.
So there you go. I mean, people are already swooning. Joining Scheim in the Drake camp.
But you have Lamar out this weekend, and we've seen Burrow. The number one prerequisite to be elite for a Hall of Fame, longevity, all that, is the ability to play every week. Like, you never worried about Peyton Manning. You never worry about Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you're worried about Drake?
No, I'm just... No. I'm talking about, like...
But I do think he needs to be aggressive with the legs to beat the Bills.
No, I'm not talking about Drake. I'm talking about how, like... Lamar's out this weekend.
Yep.
Burrow's out for another season. That the truly great all-time Mount Rushmore level quarterbacks, you never say, can I rely on him to be healthy for 16, 17 games? You just don't. I mean, Favre played it, like, you know, 20 years without missing a game. Brady did that. Mahomes is, you know, missed two or three games in his career.
That's why Allen's the best in the league right now.
Right.
It's hard to debate that. You can listen to EI on those smart speakers on your weekend. Just say play 93.7 WEI. Settle in here for the Ken and Curtis Show until 11:30 and then BC football. But first, here's David Azer and what's trending.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEI.
Have you ever been to Asia, Curtis? I know you're a Euro guy. And now you don't even give London and England credit for being Euro. You wanted them out of the competition.
What a weekend last weekend was. God.
This is Asia. This is Asia, right? Heat of the moment.
I have never been to Asia.
Okay. We're going to work on that.
Looks lovely.
Red Sox players could be headed there for vacation. It's that kind of a getaway time for them. Another guy that could opt out is Trevor Story, although I really don't believe he will. One of our callers from Jersey or whoever Ryan was from, he was pointing out how bad their offense was. Think about where they would have been this year if Trevor Story had not had a rebound renaissance, unbelievable year at age 32. He led the team in like every category, had a great year, and he was their only guy that toward the end you felt like could come up with any kind of a key hit other than Yoshida. But as bad as they were offensively, they would have been even worse if not Story. I mean, I guess you paid him to have this kind of year years ago, so you were due, but God, you think he'll opt out? Of 2 years, $25 million per?
I feel like almost everybody's going to, because I don't know what the contracts are going to look like at the end of next year.
He's in the middle of a six-year, $140 million deal, signed it prior to 2022, but he can stick around for the last 2 years at $50 million or hit the open market. If he picks the latter, the Red Sox can either negate that decision by tacking on another $25 million for 2028 or pay him a $5 million buyout.
I have a question. You can only pick one. There is no lockout, or the Red Sox will spend at the top of the market like they did in 04.
Ooh. Yeah, but that's like short-term pain, long-term gain. I don't want the lockout. That's going to be a tough year for me. Aren't you depressed when baseball goes away? Especially in the spring, you're ready for it. We got on spring training. This is your last year of it? It's going to be...
When I was David's age and 03 happened, I was depressed. I was waking up on Newton campus, smoking a cigarette at 7 a.m., yeah. Hungover as all hell, hearing Yankee fans all night screaming. That was a rough morning. But
this Yankees loss can't come anywhere close to that feeling, right, of 03? I mean, it's obviously that was the curse. You're in the middle of the curse, and you hated the Yankees with a deep passion.
Bring it full circle. Do you remember what happened after the Patriots? Oh, gosh. After the Red Sox lost to the Yankees. One of the great Monday Night Football. See if you can find this, David. Who's the guy with the white hair of Back to the Future? Christopher Lloyd?
Doc Brown.
Yeah. And he's in a congregation.
Oh, you brought this up before. Yeah,
and he's like, you know, we've all broken our hearts, but it was the great Monday night game. One of Bill Belichick's shining moments where Lonnie Paxton snapped the ball off the goalpost. Intentional safety, Brady to David Givens to win the game. Monday Night Football 0-3. I don't think the Patriots lost again until the next year against the Steelers.
Here we go. Bingo, bango. Drake May in the middle of like a six-game winning streak. Started last week, and here we're in the midst of it.
The Patriots, the Red Sox season comes to an unceremonious end to the Yankees in a must-win playoff game. And now the Patriots are on Sunday Night Football taking on the Bills.
With legit announcers, somewhat. Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth. You'll have.
Al Michaels.
Yeah. Well, he's on the prime games.
Look me in my eye.
And I enjoy that. I thought. My old program director, when I first started in the business, is a guy named John Lund. He works in California, but he wrote a column this week ripping the state of baseball broadcasters, national baseball broadcasters, including Ortiz, which I thought was kind of interesting. He basically said, look at the NFL. They cycle through players that you've heard of, that guys like David have heard of, recent players, every couple years. Even Tony Romo, who's like the old guy, is like in his 40s. He played in the last 10 years in the NFL. Baseball, it's all these guys that have been gone from the game for 20 years. You have David Cone, you've got Ortiz, you've got A-Rod. There is no current vibe.
Because the young players make so much money, they don't need to do it.
Yeah, but can't you find like a recently retired guy in his 40s that shuffle through some new national baseball?
Well, you know who would bring eyeballs? Schilling. You think they'll hire him?
He's not even. He's the same age.
I guess he's an old guy. I mean, but
I thought it was a good point. I mean, I think baseball has its niche audience, and if your team's out, it's just tough to get. Like, Red Sox fans be tuning in now for the national games? You think they'll probably Yankees and Jays? You will hate watch that a bit.
I think there's going to be a big tune out.
Yeah,
and I get it. One thing though, you and I had this conversation about pregame shows. The College Game Day says it's gotten more viewers now than ever before.
Oh, really?
I mean, I don't watch him, but Wiggy was telling me how he loves him.
I like him on in the background, just to kind of like give you the vibe of the Saturday. But that's why we need to get over to BC and just generate the interest ourselves. What's our pregame? Is it the red bandana game?
I saw a guy yesterday jogging with the Wells Crowther shirt in Southie. Always nice to see. I don't know. I don't know. I know they're in Pittsburgh today.
Yeah.
This is like a Laird Curtis rivalry game.
It is, yeah. And how'd you feel about Northeastern coming through with Schlittler?
I mean, it's the biggest thing the Huskies have provided Boston since you. I mean,
are you pissed at that? Like, if you're a Red Sox fan and this guy pitched for Northeastern,
no,
grew up in Walpole, and you allowed the Yankees to sign him?
I think it's just so crazy. It's Saturdays with Story, so I'm going to do another one. So
story time.
I grew up, and this kid, Pat Bresnahan, was a year younger than
me.
Nice
tweet about the long story, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, A+. Are you the EEI that retweets it? Because
yeah.
I think that was like a joking retweet from you.
I was sincere.
Okay, cool.
You know I'm about bad puns.
You love a good pun. Growing up, he grew up in Sherburn. He went to Arizona State. He played with Pedroia at Arizona State.
Who's this?
Pat Bresnahan. Local kid from Sherburn, Mass. Where he goes to Dover, Walpole, Sherburn, Medfield. They're all Tri-Valley leaguing it up.
Yep.
And from when I was six, Bresnahan was better than everybody. I always laugh at parents these days that they all think Johnny's going to be a big leaguer. And he was the best there was at Arizona State, all that. And then he got drafted by the Pirates and like in his third year in the minors, threw out his arm, gone. To get from Walpole, Mass to where he was on Thursday night is so amazing. And these idiots
and perform better than Garrett Cole in a big spot against the Red Sox, right? But
I saw our old friend Steve Peralt being like, oh, we always need an a-hole. Why are you a Yankee? Like,
well, he was tweeting at people.
Who cares? He's 23. He's pitched a historic night. Literally, in the history of baseball in the playoffs, nobody did what he did against the Red Sox. You grow up a Red Sox fan. You get your first playoff start. You do something that nobody has ever done. Of course you're going to chirp at people.
You're going to chirp at people on social media? That's not an obvious.
You're 23, Ken. You are on the top of the world. And these people, your parents had to go private. And for people like Peralt to rip the guy or that guy, somebody was yelling at him saying that, he's from Walpole. He's not from Boston. I heard.
He said he lives in Southie, doesn't he? I think he tweeted that.
But If you grew, I grew up in Dover, Mass.
You probably go to the dog park with the guy.
I grew up in Dover. When I would be out of Boston, I'd say I was from Boston because nobody knows what Dover, Mass is.
Right. No, he's obviously from Boston.
But why do people get mad about it? You sound like a child.
No, I think he looks like a child. He's like...
He is a child. He's 23. Right,
you're going to the ALDS. You just pitched one of the great games in playoff history, and you're going to social media and chirping at Steve Peralt? What are you doing?
Steve Peralt was chirping. It's pathetic.
I guess probably at him, but...
I say God love you. I think
that made me uneasy. Northeastern guys are better than that. I think he needs to grow up quick.
Oh my God!
You want to beat the Jays? Grow up, Schlemmer.
That was if that's me, I am taking my pants off and mooting Boston.
Really?
Absolutely.
Your hometown?
His hometown was rooting against him.
I mean, sort of. I mean, yes,
sort of.
That weren't like was it not malicious? You know.
You don't think there were malicious tweets to him and his family? Are you on drugs?
I don't know. His dad's a cop. I wouldn't be doing that.
Well, I mean, I love Needham. My parents live there, and I like the chief of police.
You have to choose Bregman or Polar Bear. Who are you picking?
Bregman or Polar Bear.
Bregman or Josh Naylor.
Both.
Bregman or Schwarbs.
You can do both.
They can't do both. That's my fear. That's what I'm telling you. I think I'm reading between the lines here. They are going to have money enough to spend on one, not the other.
Okay.
And they have enough young guys that they can get it by on the fans and say, yeah, we got to have room for Meyer and Anthony to play. We don't want to impede those guys' progress. So that's going to be the whole offseason.
But why are you making it more difficult on yourself?
Well, they're making it financially palatable. Because remember, when they signed Bregman, they deferred like the whole contract, probably like 20 years deferred. They still have to keep the portfolio healthy.
Right. So that's my point, is that it's not about winning. Of course it's not about winning.
Yeah, it's somewhat about winning.
The portfolio? Well, I mean, how are the Penguins looking this year?
It looked like they might be in last place. By the way, Jaffe and Razor, if you missed that, go back and listen on the Odyssey app, or you can check the Weekend Show's podcast, breaking down the Bruins. Even those guys are talking about the Bruins, and it's like, best case scenario, we're fighting for the eighth playoff seed. And the Celtics start... In a couple weeks, what is that season going to look like? I mean, it's just going to be a bizarre wait for Tatum to come back hybrid year, see where his Achilles is. It's an odd state of Boston sports if the Pats don't pick this up.
What did you think of my take yesterday? Red Sox closest to a title.
I would agree, and I guess the Celtics are the big pushback there, right? Because if Tatum does come back, then they're proven. They've won already. And there feels like there's one more arrow in the quiver there if they can rally and put some supporting cast around him, right?
Yeah.
And the lockout's not going to help the Red Sox. So if you were a betting guy, you might say Celtics.
But the Celtics were healthy and they lost to the Knicks.
I know. But Tatum was out and didn't,
no,
you know.
But, I mean, he was on the floor and they lost.
Yeah. But you know,
2 minutes left of the fourth quarter.
Yeah, 2 minutes. He could have pulled off some miracles. Yeah. I don't know.
And the Patriots-Broncos Monday night game was November 3rd, 2003, and Aaron Boone home run, I believe, was like the 22nd of October.
Now, Diggs is coming back to face his old team here for the Pats in this game. He talked at length. I want to play a little bit of this audio coming up next. He basically was talking like he misses Buffalo, and it kind of a weird... Diggs is an odd guy. He's starting to come alive a little bit for May. It's a good signing, but he's not where he was. Remember when they traded for him, the Bills traded for him, gave up a first-round pick, right? You and I were all over that. Like, the Pats should have done that.
Yeah.
And he made that. Would you say he is, like, hugely responsible for the Josh Allen leap? First couple years, Allen was just mid, and then Diggs got there, and he took off.
Right. I agree.
Okay, so Diggs now is not that guy, but if he does... come back to a little bit of that form, could he have a little bit of that same effect here on Drake? Like, maybe we're underestimating the Drake May potential or the receiver group potential if Diggs becomes a one.
So I don't think Drake May needs Diggs as much as Josh Allen did in his third season, because I think Josh Allen was still... accuracy was a problem for him longer than it's been for Drake May. He was a project out of Wyoming. He was... everybody saw the measurables, but it was understood that it was going to take some time. Whereas Drake May arrived pro-ready. I mean, you saw those training camp photos. I mean, just against air, he drops it in a bucket.
Well, Brissett needed to start for a few.
But they have – there's a lot of guys that have that ability. And what you've seen from Drake since week one has been the improved ability to know when to run, to get down, run to avoid a sack. What he needs to continue to improve, for me, his biggest weakness is pocket presence. He doesn't
feel it. He'll stand there for 10 seconds sometimes.
And he walks into it. And, you know, Listen, I can do it for 2 seconds. I'm not saying I could handle this, but it's evident when you watch him and you watch Josh Allen. Josh Allen has had this innate ability to evade guys when they're coming, move up, and that's what Brady was great at. He was not mobile by any stretch, but he was the phone booth, you know, move up 2 yards, move left 2 yards, avoid a hit, throw it, no one to get rid of the ball, and Drake May still has a lot of work.
Did anybody ever call Brady the phone booth?
I'm sure somebody did at some point. I mean, I'd give him a call.
No, you're totally right. He's got room to grow. But he is spreading the ball around, and if Diggs becomes now like a weapon where opposing teams have to really start to worry about him, Drake is going to carve some people up. I mean, he already has. It's impressive, his stats so far. And the other thing is the Bills D, back to McDermott.
Pause.
Yeah. I mean, they've allowed 26 runs of 10 or more yards this year. They're 31st in rush yards against, giving up 6 yards per carry. Some of that, like Spencer Rattler, was carving him up last week with the legs. That's Merrill Hodges' guy, the Saints quarterback. He was taken off and running, and those lanes, I think, will be there for Drake. So do you tell Drake this week, you got the green light? You know what I mean? You are a 3-0 pitch, time to swing away. Run. Use your legs just like you saw the Saints have success with last week.
Yeah, I feel like this is an empty your bucket game for the Patriots. Do whatever you can. It is going to be something that is the ability to legitimize what you're doing. And the Bills are a much better team. But they have played down to the level of their competition the last couple weeks.
And they haven't played great competition.
No, they had the Saints.
Ravens week one, right?
They beat the Ravens week
Jets,
one.
Jets, I think, were in there. Maybe the Raiders?
The Dolphins.
Oh, Dolphins.
Yeah, but the schedule, the AFC East, I mean, the NFL this year, it's very similar to baseball. Like, there's just not a lot of good teams.
No, the Steelers are leading the division. Chargers are leading the West. Is that right?
Yeah, and the Chargers coming off a loss against the Seahawks. Yeah,
Herbert was more Herbert-like. You know, I'm a Herbert skeptic. He had been really good through 3 weeks, but he came back to earth last week. So it's all there. You're right, and Burrow's out. Drake wins this game. People are starting to put him in the top three quarterback discussion of the AFC.
And I keep seeing Bill. He's mic'd up on the field here on college game days. They get ready for Clemson at noon.
Has he fought Saban yet?
No, but it would be so great if he was 4-0 right now. And you could talk about the Dolphins, the Ravens. Because what if the Ravens crap out this year, right? Yeah. They're 1-3 right now.
Right.
They're going to be 1-4 if they lose on Sunday without Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
At what point does Harbaugh, you know, how many years has he been there since like 07, right?
Yeah, but he's a good coach. I mean, people like to get on it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I feel like he's a much better coach than McDermott, don't you? I don't know why I feel that way. I guess they have the same success record.
Right, but I also feel like the Bills are not as I think the Bills would be more hesitant to fire McDermott than the Ravens would be to fire John Harbaugh.
Oh boy, if McDermott goes down to the Chiefs for a fifth time in 6 years, you have to fire him.
You watch the Hard Knocks this year, any of that?
No, I didn't.
He's awful. Really? Like, I don't even know how he's still there.
That's your point earlier in the show. Sometimes when you have a great quarterback, you mask the incompetence of the coach.
Right, and somebody on the text line didn't understand that. They were saying that, why don't I get credit for Bill? It's the opposite. Like, You're seeing Bill. The reason why coaching trees matter is because you can see if the system walks or if it's just reliant on the roster that's there. And there has been nobody, Bill included, here or elsewhere, that has succeeded from that tree absent Brady. And sadly, we're seeing that at Boston College. Hopefully that turns around today. But
And you don't count Vrabel as Bill's tree.
Right. He doesn't count himself. We asked him that.
Yeah. Well, he said he's influenced by Bill some.
Yeah. I think he said Urban Meyer went undefeated in his first year. It's not that hard.
All right, well, I do think it's an interesting Steph Diggs game Sunday night. We'll hear a little bit from the locker room this week. I thought it was interesting audio. And it's the Ken and Curtis Show, a bonus half hour today up to BC pregame at 11:30.
This is Ken and Curtis, WEEI. WEEI.
That's the Chris Curtis theme song, Cliffs of Dover. Did you ever go to the actual Dover?
No.
You were in England 2 years and no Dover?
Well, I did the Channel. Is that from? I think that's from Dover to Calais.
Yeah, maybe close enough. Now, Buffalo is a great place on this planet of ours. Fine city.
They have a Channel.
Do they really? You take the bus through the crowd, right? Through the neighborhoods.
I have never been to Buffalo in my life.
Get flipped off. I want to just play this a little bit. The first minute of his exchange at his locker this week was Stephon Diggs, who was traded by the Bills to the Texans in April of 2024 for, I think it was a fifth and a sixth and a second in return, right? They got a second back for him?
That's correct.
Initially, they had traded a first for him. But that's a bizarre trade. In hindsight, do we think there was a problem with him and Allen? Is that was it? Or Diggs and the coaching staff? Or what was the deal there?
I think that Diggs and the coaching staff and Allen. I'm sure that Allen and the coaching staff are perceived as one and the same by Steph Diggs.
Okay, but you listen to this audio from Diggs. He, like, is sad about it. He misses it. Steph is very nostalgic going into this game tomorrow night. Here's that exchange.
I mean, to me, it's obviously real sentimental. I spent a lot of time there. I'm real familiar with the staff and familiar with the guys there. So the guys that I did maintain a relationship with, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing them. But it's going to be a little bit emotional. I try to keep the main thing. But it's my first time back there, you know. It's gonna be a hell of an atmosphere. I was a part of that for a long time. I played there before I got there, so I'm excited.
When you were traded from Buffalo to Houston,
yeah,
I've read different things. Either you wanted out or wanted a fresh start. What's the truth behind that?
I mean, you know, it's the nature of the business, I guess. Obviously, it was hard for me. It was a difficult time, obviously. I spent so much time there. I built a lot of bonds, a lot of friendships. So it's obviously going to be hard and emotional. So for me, you know, I look forward to going back, seeing those guys. And, you know, it's just the nature of the business. I try not to, you know, I'm not in control of nothing. What's up, little bro? I'm not in control of nothing. I get open, I catch the ball. But as far as, like, the internal stuff, you know, like, obviously I miss those guys over there. You spend a lot of time with people, it becomes more personal rather than just professional. So when I say it's the nature of the business, that's just how it goes.
He doesn't give you a lot of, like, details of it, but just doesn't his, like, mood there strike you as he misses it? He wants to be back there? Yeah. I mean, I don't know, unless he's keeping it all internal and he hates them and wants revenge secretly.
Steph Diggs knows, he is very aware of what he says. He knows how the media can take quotes and pull things out of them. I think he is going to have his best game of the season Sunday.
He'll be on his details.
When he was signed, I said, well, I hope the Bills are not part of the first four because I was skeptical that he'd be ready week one, and he looked like he was at his best last week, and I think he'll be better tomorrow.
Well, if that's true and he has a breakout game, boy, would that be encouraging. Now you have maybe.
Don't you think it's either a breakout or nothing tomorrow?
I feel like Drake has to throw him the football or he'll get upset in this one. Like, of all games, the quarterback needs to feed me, right? He's going to be diva receiver in this one.
Yes.
Need 10 targets.
What do you think the Bills Mafia throws at Steph Diggs? Cardi B hats?
Oof. Yeah. Let alone shoeless Matt Collins, that traitor.
That whole world, it's just like a foreign language to me. I don't get it. No interest in it.
I feel good about it. I told you, I'm taking money line, especially after we had Nate Burleson picking outright an upset of the week. You think he's lying about that? You think he's just playing to the fan base?
I will say this. The Wiggy Burleson reconnection was really
fascinating, huh?
Great to watch. We're at this event, and I mean, it's just the most.
Wiggy must have been like the Papa Bear on that team. Like, Burleson must have looked up to him. The way he talks about Wiggy, my God.
Right. Or they all witness things that they can't. There's only two people you can talk to it with.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Let's go to Sorja and Mansfield on Diggs.
Lake Minnetonka.
Let's go to.
Lake, don't talk about Minnetonka.
Hi, Sorja.
Ken and Curtis, how are we today?
Excellent.
Good.
Really quick, so before I get into Patriots-Bills tomorrow, I just want to say, like, I know Stephon Diggs is not perfect, but compared to Brown on the Eagles, I mean, this guy is a saint. I mean, you got Brown tweeting after the game, A.J. Brown, like, Bible quotes after a win, right? And I think, as you guys have mentioned, that, you know, Steph has to be on his best behavior this year. For his performance and his attitude to get paid. And I think tomorrow is a great way for the Patriots and Drake May to make an absolute statement. I don't think that – I'm not confident in them winning, but all I know is if we're able to pull up a W tomorrow, all of next week is going to be great. And all the Drake May naysayers and haters just want them to show up on Monday morning. And you guys have a great rest of your day.
All right, Sorja, thank you. This is one of those games, if you're a like a young Pats fan, you buy a ticket, somehow you get your way out to Buffalo for the game.
I would not do
no?
that. It's 7 hours.
It is. That's a painful drive across upstate.
Like, what do you do in Syracuse? Buffalo? Like, you're just alone.
There's a couple casinos, though, in like near Buffalo. Well, there's I think there's one in Buffalo. It's casinos. I think you can go play poker.
Well, I mean, we have a casino here if you want to go to
well,
one.
I know. I don't know. I give him a shot. Now, Drake, last December, they're down 17-14. And he threw – do you remember that ball he threw to Stevenson? It was like – I remember at the time it was like, who's to blame, Stevenson or May? Because he threw 100 miles an hour. It was a lateral. It ends up off his chest and in the end zone, and that was it. But he had a lot of those last year, May,
yes.
Where he was like he just didn't get it done in the fourth quarter. So
a lot of turnovers in the fourth quarter.
Totally. So that – where I think this will be a close game in the fourth, and that's it. It's just going to depend on whether Drake can deliver.
I think it'll be a great environment Sunday night. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. And I agree, it'll be a one-possession game in the fourth quarter, and we'll see, you know, where Drake May is. But the potential exists for a moral victory Monday.
Oh, totally.
I mean, you can see that writing on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Where
31-30 loss,
right.
28-27.
Similar to that Dak versus Mac overtime loss to the Cowboys where he had that touchdown pass to Bourne. And he looked up at the Jumbotron in 2021 or two, whatever that was.
Now, I got to admit, I'm kind of a sucker for the cliche storylines, but I will be upset if Marcus Jones does not get a snap on offense.
We all remember he had the big one against the Bills. Wasn't that his breakout game? He had the lone touchdown Thursday night game that I cited earlier. They Marcus Jones had a touchdown catch.
Was Van Pelt coordinating?
Do you remember that?
No.
I think it was 23. Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. But don't you think coming off that week, you put him in there at least for a decoy?
Of course.
I mean, if you have to sit Antonio Gibson this week and Marcus is your guy, give him the ball. He is unbelievable. So let's see what McDaniels can do. Even it's going to be a contentious football Sunday tomorrow. Teddy Johnson yesterday was crediting McDaniels, talking about how virtuoso he's been. And Shime hasn't come around yet, has he?
No.
Okay, so I'm looking forward to that battle tomorrow. Let's go to Paulie and Dedham. What's up, Paulie?
Hey, what's happening, guys? Couple of things. First, baseball, then football. But I found out this. I realized that Scott Boras was Bregman's agent yesterday. I said, oh, well, there goes that train. He will definitely be opting out. Mm-hmm. Will he be able to sign him? We'll see. Curtis, you're right. He's going for length and money. This is his last kick of the can. He's going to try to break somebody's bank. You know, who's going to sign him, you ask Ken. Well, call P.T. Bonham. He'll give you a list of people. Because, as he says, there's a sucker born every minute. But Bregman's about halfway through the back nine right now. I wouldn't give him more than 3 years, tops. You know, maybe $30 million. But
all right, thank you, Paulie.
By the way, I love how people are so, like, 3 years. Like, we can't afford 4 years. Like, it's all funny money. It's all crazy. But it was the 2022 Thursday night game. Marcus Jones had a 48-yard touchdown pass from Mac Jones to give the Pats the 7-3 lead.
Mac was the secret sauce there.
They ultimately lost 24-10, but it felt like it could have been 31-0.
Boy, has Mac Island ever been this full? He is peaking. It's the peak of Mac.
But what
return of the Mac.
It's the return of the Mac, but it's the pantsing of the hoodie.
All right, more Sox talk. Would you be upset if Bregman leaves? Let us know. 617-779-7937.
Would you cry?
Would you cry? Would you wail? Mark Feinstein said he is opting out. We'll discuss next.
But we do not need to struggle with the pain anymore.
No!
No, sir! For redemption comes in many sizes and shapes. And tonight, it comes to us in the shape of a football.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go, wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Well, I'll tell you, Curtis, this hurts. Yankees ALDS roster is out. Jays roster's out. this could have been Rogers Center. I was kicking around going to Toronto. I was probably going to go to Toronto for the weekend. Host up there from the Rogers Center today. It would have been beautiful. What a weekend in Toronto would have been for games 1 and 2. What could have been?
Yep.
If not for, how many things can you blame the Red Sox loss on? Like, they would have won if not for blank.
Oh, I would say, well, Duran.
Okay.
Eaton.
Yep.
Third base coach.
Hudson.
Breslow.
Sedan Bunt.
Sedan Bunt. Breslow at the deadline.
Breslow deadline.
Cora pooping himself.
Devers. That's what Shaughnessy would have you believe.
Yeah. Listen, I was on that side. I was doing my best. Breslow was right about the organization and its ability after the trade. Like I
generally believe that as well. However, he botched the deadline.
But Wiggy wants to fire Cora.
Yeah, that's stupid.
But it is amazing, though. I think Shaughnessy had it, or somebody in the Globe had their ranking defensively the last 5 years. They're second to last or dead last in fielding every year.
Right.
Why don't you blame that on the manager?
Put it on the players.
Okay, but then when the players are successful, we credit the manager.
Let's get better players.
No, but don't
I won't credit Cora.
It is the most bizarre relationship between the fan and a Red Sox manager of my entire life. At no point in my life would the manager only get credit and no blame, but for some reason that's the case with Cora.
What's weird about Duran is I feel like now he's universally expected to be traded and nobody's upset about it. Like, he is a good player.
Yeah,
he's erratic. He's just streaky. I don't know. Like, I like
him.
He
is one of the great frauds.
Not really. He's a triples machine.
He's a fraud that he talks about mental health and he screams things at people in the stands.
Well, he did that once. Everybody snaps.
Oh, yeah, you think it's only once?
Okay, a couple times. But yeah. Never lash back at people on social media? I mean, I'm capable of doing it and some people aren't.
No, I would never say I want someone to kill themselves or say something. I would lash out by mocking someone, not by attacking someone.
Yeah, it's just this guy went from all-star MVP, and then now he's, look where he is, and you'll be trading him at his worst value, so that's not great either.
Yeah, I would be shocked. I think it would be a mistake if they bring him back.
I think he is gone. I think Giolito's going to be gone.
Yeah, and he's going to be a nobody. He's going to have a career that fizzles out.
Who, Duran?
Yeah.
And then Abreu and Anthony are your outfielders. You got a decent team, but man, they do need to add to it. They still have a couple pieces. Let's see how aggressive they are. Speaking of that, let's go to the phones here on the Ken and Curtis Show, leading up to BC football at 11:30. Here's Sean in Montana, up in Billings.
Hello. Hello. And good morning. Thanks for taking my call. You gentlemen are absolutely right about what the Red Sox need to do. I mean, yeah, we can look at the fact that there were errors really hurt them, bad base running really hurt them. The Yankees, you know, they're the only thing that's keeping New York happy. I mean, what the heck does New York have a lot to be proud about with sports? Not a lot. But anyway, like, when I think about it, yeah, I mean, honestly, with Jaron Duran, I see him gone. He's not cut out for Boston. I see him gone. I would say if you're the Red Sox, you know, again, I still say the future's bright. But I think you got to go get a Joe Ryan. Kyle Schwarber is a possibility. Pete Alonso, who is just, you know, already opted out because of the disastrous end for the New York Mets, would be a possibility. But this team has to make moves. I mean, the ownership cannot be lying to us and say, oh, we'll be aggressive. We will go out and spend, and then nothing really happens. But I understand that all MLB teams are trying to be cautious because the lockout will be happening after the end of next year. But enough is enough, Red Sox ownership. Get out and spend. Okay, I understand you're building a good farm system, which is good, but please make some moves and stuff too. And as far as the Blue Jays-Yankees go real quickly, I'm going to say the Blue Jays will win that series in 4 games. If you're Toronto, yeah, I think Toronto can beat them because the Yankees, they're lucky to be in this thing. They should have gotten swept and lost, and you know, that's the way I look at it. And it's always laughable real quickly. Like, okay, when the Knicks beat the Celtics, they bragged about how they beat the Celtics in 6 games and they got beat by Indiana. And then the Yankees do the same thing. Every time New York thinks they're going to make a move, then they lose and it slips right through their doggone fingers. And, you know, for New York fans, it sure is sad that you think the curse is back when there really isn't a curse, you dumb idiots.
Right. Take that.
Oh, that dumb idiots on a Saturday.
Racket.
Nice job, Sean. Now, I hope he's right, but Bo Bichette's not playing. Neither is Bassett. Neither is Scherzer. The Jays' pitching staff's a mess.
By the way, 2023, week 7, Bills-Patriots at Gillette. The Patriots win. Gesicki catches the game winner from Mac Jones, who does the gritty in the end zone, while Cole Strange picks up Mac Jones off the field. I mean, what a collection.
There was one talent there. It was Mac 10.
Do you think Gesicki's crazy? Still playing. Do you think it's crazy? Didn't you think Gesicki would have like 13 touchdowns?
Yeah.
You were. God, were you wrong about something?
Who was
things?
The receiver I loved? Devontae Parker.
Top 10.
Let's go to JP in North Providence on the Red Sox. Hey, JP.
Ken Curtis, or JP from Cucamonga, since somebody got racked before me. Curtis, I need an old school rant, if you don't mind, on the Red Sox. I'll keep it clean. I haven't been able to rant yet. Great job yesterday from Newport. It was fun. First time I listened to Morning in a while. It started in the off season, okay? If I tell you, you got $10 million, go buy a Mercedes, you can go buy a Mercedes. It was easy to get Crochet, okay? They got money, they got Bregman. What they didn't do is should have said in the off season, hey, Devers, you're our first baseman. That's it. You're our stud. You're going to learn to play first base. It's not hard. You would have had a corner infielder. Story at second base, but Maya gets hurt. It's Maya's coming. Next year he's going to get hurt after season, okay? Breslow did not put the ducks in order. It came down at the end of the season that it was Abbott and Costello going, who's in center? I don't know. Who's at second? Who's at the... Start it, have a plan, and go with it. And that's where it started. It's easy when you're making moves. It's hard to be disciplined, and they didn't do it. I'm sorry.
Rack them. Yeah.
Rack it up. They are not going to go anywhere near where they used to go with spending. And you're going to have the normal honks in the media here defend it the whole time. Because instead of saying what they should do, everything's always prefaced with what you think they will do. And there is obviously a difference between that. What they should do and what they will do, right?
So our Montana caller, Sean, said ownership needs to do this. They don't. They have the fan base right where they want them. That scares me because they made the postseason.
Wait, I thought winning was important to them.
No, but just hear me out here. You would agree with this. Nobody's going to riot. No matter what they do this offseason, people are back for next year. You make the postseason and you got young talent.
Only if they hire ICE, the people will riot.
Let's go to Danny and Quincy, who said the subject line, Danny, says you would not be upset if Bregman left.
I wouldn't. I mean, I got to agree with Paulie on this one. He's going to be 32 years old. He played in 114 games last season. He wasn't there. He's not available to play. He's no good to the Red Sox.
Don't you think his leadership is important with all these young guys on the team?
If he's not on the field, Ken, he's injury prone. He's injury. And look, he had chances. He had three hits in the series. I think he had one RBI, if I'm not mistaken. You'd have to look that up. But, man, in the third inning, after Story tied the game twice, Bregman came up and hit into a double play in the third inning. It just completely deflated me. I'm still reeling over game two. They had the Yankees dead to rights. I know. I have three people in my life that are Yankee fans, and they don't think this Yankee team is that good. Okay? Despite their payroll, Curtis, they don't think they're that good.
Well, their bullpen's not that good.
We had them dead to rights. Rafaela. If Cora's going to ask Rafaela to go up there and bunt, the guy has the worst plate discipline on the team, one of the worst in the league. So I would say, Boone's going to tell his pitcher, don't throw a strike, make him chase it. And that's what he did. He chased twice. If Cora had any brains, he would have said, take a pitch, see where it goes. Don't show the bunt. I mean, they had game two. I can't get over it. I gave up after game two. It was horrible.
You didn't even watch
three
game three?
Double. Ken, I listen to the games on the radio.
Oh,
all right? I'm not embarrassed to say I don't have any of the pay TV stuff. I gave it up. I gave up cable.
That's why there's Odyssey.
I listen to the games. I listen to Lou. And who's the head guy on your broadcast?
Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks, Lou Merlin.
They're good, man.
Yeah,
and you got Middlebrooks. And I'm telling you, it sucks not seeing what's going on, but the radio guys do a good job.
A
I will
booth.
Say that.
Thank you.
Yeah, oh my God. And then they hit into the double play, I think, in the, three double plays.
And Danny, think about this, Danny. Judge didn't hurt you, Stanton didn't hurt you, and you still lost.
Right, because they gave away game two. That's why. Again, goes back to my point. Now, Curtis, I know you're a Dodger. You seem to always go back to the Dodgers, Mookie Betts. Okay, in the last 6 years, with that payroll, they've only won twice.
Wait, so Danny, you think
twice
they should spend less? They'd be better if they spent less?
No, I don't.
So then why are you getting them off the hook for it? I don't get it.
I'm not getting them off the hook.
Why do you think the Yankees advanced past the Red Sox, Danny? It's because their ace, Garrett Cole, never pitched a game in the regular season, and they're there because they have another ace in Freed. Why don't you want them to invest the money, Danny? Why do you want them to keep it?
You beat Freed.
I didn't say I didn't want them to pay.
So then why are you going to give them an excuse as to not invest? You want them just to pocket it?
An excuse.
You sound like an idiot. You have a wider margin of error the more money you invest into your team.
They have a $350 million payroll this year. The Red Sox beat them head-to-head at 18. Don't forget.
What is your point? What is your point?
The point is, paying players doesn't always equate to winning championships.
Right. It doesn't hurt, Danny. It helps.
Yeah,
it doesn't hurt.
Maybe.
It helps.
Yeah, it's 50-50.
It's 50-50 if you acquire more talent, if it helps or not. Explain that to me like I'm five.
They need Bregman.
Explain that to me. How does it only maybe help if you add a bunch of talent in the offseason?
What talent was there to get?
No,
in
now
this
you're changing
off-season?
The conversation, Danny.
Soto.
No, I'm asking you. Tell me what players they could have got in the offseason. Joe Ryan didn't go anywhere at the trading deadline. Not because Minnesota was in the process of selling the team. They sold off all their assets. They needed to keep one guy. The fact that Joe Ryan did not go to any other teams proves to me he wasn't coming to the Red Sox.
Well, so there was only one player, Danny.
Naylor and Suarez.
Why are the Yankees still around? It's just so silly to
Naylor
me.
Naylor and Suarez are on the Mariners right now.
But there's this old, ancient Red Sox fan mentality. Like, we can't be like the Yankees. We have to win smarter. It's so stupid. The more you invest, the more likely it is that you will have players that are able to help your team through the injury and attrition that occurs in a regular season. The Yankees are Exhibit A. If Garrett Crochet had suffered the same fate as Garrett Cole, do you think the Red Sox are a playoff team, Ken? So,
well, Crochet was the whole
were the
team.
Yankees dumb because they gave Cole that money? Were they dumb that they signed Fried?
They're way ahead of where you are, organizationally, depth-wise, everything.
Because they haven't allowed themselves to go to the bottom of the barrel.
True.
Like, it's just, I don't understand it. What's the impulse of
who's the favorite to win next year, Sox or Yanks?
I would say the D-backs, big year.
Well, they got Merrill Kelly this year. They went hard after it. You know, if I had to choose, I'm going to choose Bregman over the first base free agents. If they make me choose, I want Bregman back. His leadership is key.
You are great at doing exactly what you want the ownership to do to their fans. Just brainwash the masses. I have to choose.
Well, that's the reality.
If it's between the Penguins and a first baseman, I choose a first baseman.
I'm telling you what the reality is. You're saying
they should spend.
They're not going to spend. They're going to spend a
so
little
we should
bit.
Accept that.
What do you want to do? Just yell into the ether?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say I like something just because the owner of the team wants me to.
I didn't say I said I like it. I'm saying I'm choosing. Carl in the Cape. How are you?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Curtis, I don't always agree with you, but I wholeheartedly agree with you here. I mean, look, if you're not spending, you're not trying. And to think you're going to win in the American League East without spending, you're smoking dope, okay? And you're right, Curtis, because you put Cole on that Yankees team, a healthy Cole, not only do they win the division, they probably win the World Series. And that's a fact.
And how many times, Carl, more thing, we'll let you finish, but like, if this is the Red Sox and the Red Sox media, it's a huge storyline that they're here without Cole. The Yankees never bring it up. Yep. It wasn't discussed a single time. Yep. They don't have this inferiority complex.
If they lose, it'll bring it up.
In the Red Sox series, they did not bring it up once.
No, you're right.
And you know why? Because the Yankees, they're accustomed to spending. So they don't make excuses. They go, okay, well, he's hurt. Well, we move on. We just keep going. They don't stop spending because somebody got hurt. It's part of trying to be competitive in a big market team or on a big market team. You have to spend. I mean, in my opinion, okay, this is pretty easy to solve for next year. I mean, you got a lot of really good, young, talented players, but I mean, the take to get rid of Bregman, that's foolish. Come on. But you have to have Bregman.
I agree. We agree.
He is the rock solid. He's the man, okay? But that said, you need a power bat.
Yep.
And look, trade Duran, go get Joe Ryan so you have your number two starter to pair with Crochet. go sign the guy who belongs in Boston, in Schwarber. I mean, he is made for Fenway Park.
True.
In Boston. And go get a first baseman, sign Pete Alonso. And you don't have to trade any of these young players. I mean, Duran, yes, necessary move. But if you're going to trade him, at least go get that number two starter that you need.
Now, that's the dream offseason call, but you would admit that's not happening. They're not getting Joe Ryan and Schwarber and Bregman and who else you mentioned.
You get
– Yeah, I agree.
And where – great call, Carl. Nothing better than people that generally disagree with you agreeing with you.
He agreed with me.
What? With me?
He said they need Bregman. Oh, good.
What the Red Sox are and where they find themselves are – requiring health and good fortune to contend for a championship. And the people that yell about the Mets or the Dodgers or the Yankees, Schwarber hasn't won a World Series with the Phillies, right?
Not yet. This is the year.
So then why would – he didn't win with the Phillies. Why would you want him here? What does he guarantee? Like, there are certain people and there are certain actions by people that reveal who they are. And what the Red Sox did with Kyle Schwarber was reveal that winning was secondary to proving a point in the last CBA.
I blame Chaim Bloom for that, but fine.
You honestly do?
I honestly do.
You think Sam Kennedy wanted Kyle Schwarber?
He did not value his power, in particular with his low average. That's what I was told, and they let him go.
So Sam Kennedy said, great idea.
He deferred to him on that. I don't know.
It's
embarrassing. Either way, it's embarrassing.
In the history of following this team since I was six, nobody came in and was more able to be fully understanding. I don't understand how and why we allow the fan base to get to a point where they're protecting an organization from the perils of investing money, because free agency by its very nature is a coin flip. The truly great players, by and large, stay where they're initially signed.
Now, what do you think about the 617 texter who says, Curtis, stop it, you're obsessed with money?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the world is there, Chief. I don't know. People that go to Fenway Park, I mean, I was very fortunate this year. You and the company, I went to several Red Sox games. I didn't pay for tickets. And I took my parents and James to a game against the Astros.
He and Wally were getting chummy.
Yep. Well, Tessie. and they, you know, third baseline. I looked at the tickets were $225 a pop. $1,000 it would have been to go to that game.
Well,
and I'm
you want to be a big market or not?
But I'm saying the people that spend that amount of money don't give a damn about what the Mets look like in free agency.
Well, it was a pretty good year. You got rewarded with a pretty good season at Fenway Park. I mean, if you bought tickets this year...
Do you think that roster against the Yankees was worthy of this team?
Anthony getting hurt was killed it.
So a 20-year-old getting hurt killed the vibe.
Yes.
But the Yankees ace didn't. Well, That's the difference.
Schlittler hurt too, but he's a Northeastern guy, so that made it okay. Now, can I just reiterate, David, our producer, David Azer, first time with us.
Yeah.
Prediction, David, will they spend in the offseason? Simple yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you very much. On my side.
Okay.
Actually, I don't believe that. I kind of believe that. Let's go.
Let's do Allison before we wrap.
All right, Allison, final words today.
Hi there. This celebrates the morning show. It was absolutely Chaim Bloom's decision not to get Kyle Schwarber. Remember, you asked him on the morning show, how does it feel when we didn't have Kyle Schwarber? He's getting home runs. And he said, does it keep you up at night? No, that doesn't keep you up at night. What keeps me up at night is the gem that I haven't discovered. Chaim Bloom had very particular weird things, and that totally had to do with him.
Allison, quickly, I'm going to let you finish. I'm not trying to interrupt you here in terms of the rest of your call, but just on that specific note, and things that I'm sure that make you afraid about people with a button. Do you believe that the Red Sox that their future was in the control of Chaim Bloom? Or do you think Chaim Bloom had to go through Sam, who had to go through John, who had to go through the rest of the organization?
I think that it was very unique there. It's too complicated a question to ask, because I think that Chaim Bloom he was picked because he was supposed to bring the Tampa Bay model here, and part of that was pitching. John Henry wanted consistency, which we didn't think, because after becoming consistently mediocre, that he wanted Chaim Bloom did not do pitching, which is what Tampa Bay was known for. I think that he trusted him. It's weird because
how would they have that trust in Chaim Bloom at that place, Allison? He had done nothing. He had never run an organization in his life.
The way I'd sum it up, and it's a weird thing, is that I think that in the case of Bill Belichick and in the case of the Red Sox, it's a very similar thing, but for a different reason. Bill Belichick became like petty and angry and resentful at the end and did what he did to just blow everything up. Heimblum was put in this situation, and he has, from his very strange things and also just being absolutely incompetent, that he just totally destroyed things. I mean, even when he found somebody good like Kyle Schwarber, he wouldn't keep him. And remember, he only got Kyle Schwarber because he was cheap. That Heimblum is a very specific piece.
Allison, we got to run. Sorry about that. Up against it. BC football, good discussion today.
Go Eagles.
Go Eagles. In my hometown of Pittsburgh with my first boss in radio, John Meter Perel on the call. How about that?
Look at that.
Meter's going to have a great call today. You'll hear it here on WEI-FM 93.7 in Boston. Pistol Pete Cronin going to be alongside him.
The great Pete Cronin.
Blowout today. Blowout in the Berg today.
Woodland's finest.
Curtis, talk to you Monday.
See ya.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.